Welcome to the LDN Radio Show, brought to you by the LDN Research Trust. I'm your host, Linda Elsiegood. I have an exciting lineup of guest speakers who are LDN experts in their field. We will be discussing low-dose naltrexone and its many uses in autoimmune diseases, cancers, etc. Thank you for joining us.
I'd like to introduce Brittany from the United States, who takes LDN for vasculitis and multiple sclerosis. Thank you for joining me, Brittany.
Sure.
Could you tell us when you first started to notice there was something wrong with you?
Yes. I was pregnant in 2006 with my second child, and he appeared to me to be an exceptionally large baby. And the doctors had said second children always feel larger and, you know, really he's not that big and that's something you're just worried about because my first child had gotten stuck for several hours. And so I was nervous going into the delivery. And she had been, my first child had been an 8-pound baby. And so toward the end of the pregnancy, they did a size for Dates ultrasound and told us that the second baby, my son, was only 7 pounds. And so they didn't feel that there would be any issue with getting him out. Mm-hmm. When the delivery date actually came and he came out, he was actually 10 pounds half pound.
Yeah.
And he was delivered vaginally, which apparently is not a safe way to deliver a child that large. And so in the delivery, obviously, you know, there's quite a bit of push and pull going on between me and the doctor. The baby was severely injured. And I apparently had suffered 3 dissections, swelling of my vasculature in the brain, multiple pseudoaneurysms. I was just very sick and was bleeding in my brain. So after the delivery, I'd had a headache during the delivery. I had told them, you know, I have a headache during the delivery. And they said, you can't stop pushing because his head is delivered. And if you stop now, you're going to have a brain damaged or dead baby. So you got to keep going. So I kept pushing at the advice of the doctors and ended up, you know, being released just fine, went home. And that headache just persisted, would not go away. And called the doctors. They said, you know, take Advil, drink Diet Coke, caffeine. You're probably just tired because you have 2 babies. And so about 2 weeks after the delivery, the headache had gotten so bad that I was having visual disturbances, vertigo, nausea. And so we called the doctor, and they said, you need to go right to the emergency room. We went to the emergency room. They ran a CAT scan and came back and said, you have a spot on your brain. We can't let you go home. We don't know what it is. So I was admitted to the hospital. They did a 4-vessel cerebral angiogram and found significant stenosis beating all through the vasculature in my brain. I had dissected both carotid arteries at the neck level going into the base of the skull, and I had dissected the left vertebral. And I was transferred and admitted to the ICU at Barrows Neurological Institute, which is one of the premier neurological hospitals here in the States. And they essentially told us, you know, we're doing everything we can. I was on massive blood thinners. I was on massive doses of steroids. And they essentially said, we're doing absolutely everything we can to save you. It might not be enough. And at the time, I had a 2-week-old and a 2-year-old at home. I was a stay-at-home mom. And so, you know, we just had to sit there and hope for the best. We asked, what else can we do? And they said, pray. And after several weeks in hospital, as they were working on anticoagulation to make sure that the dissections didn't clot and end up in a stroke, they came to me and said, at this point, we've done all we can do, and so you can either go home and spend whatever remaining time you may have left with your babies, or you can stay in the hospital where, if you do have a stroke, we're more likely to be able to catch it. And I felt that you know, if death were in the cards, I wanted to be home with my kids. And so I left the hospital, went home. My husband's father is a physician, so I asked if they would allow us to move in with them so that, you know, in case I did have a stroke, at least we would have a medical professional on site that could help. So I was released to my in-laws' house, where I subsequently had 3 strokes. and you know, was very, very sick. And at that point, they felt that, this was simply a postpartum complication. They weren't sure what they were treating. They just knew that the swelling and disturbance in my brain was significant enough that, you know, I needed to be on steroids long term. I needed to be on various neurological drugs to, you know, just be able to cope. There was tons and tons of pain from that injured area in my head, daily chronic headaches. It was really awful. And slowly, over a period of probably 6 to 8 months, I began to recover, but I was still just a little off. My husband described it as, you know, before you were wicked, wicked smart. Now you're just wicked smart. So I lost a wicked by my husband's estimation. And, you know, life was really tough. Like, I had very little energy. My thinking was just not, it just wasn't there. And it was difficult to, you know, be the caregiver for two children. So, you know, I was kind of slowly working toward trying to get to my previous baseline. And after about a year of kind of recovering, suddenly I started to just not feel well. There was a node that had developed behind my ear, kind of like a solid lump feeling. I was exhausted all the time, sleeping a ton, not from depression, just because I was exhausted. Had some skin lesions that had come up, and we were really trying to figure out, you know, what could this be? So I went back to the doctor. My neurologist thought perhaps MS. Another team of neurologists said, no way, MS. And I was sent to a rheumatologist who ran another full battery of tests and said, aha, we found it. You're actually testing positive for a very rare autoimmune disorder, a very rare form of vasculitis called polyarteritis nodosa. And I began a two-year course of treatment with methotrexate and steroids. And by the end of that two-year period, I no longer tested positive for it. They considered me to be in remission, but I still didn't feel well. And so I went through probably two more years of just feeling unwell. Like, I had the flu all the time. So constant body aches, headaches, exhaustion, to the point where my kids would get home from school at the end of the day and I would be sitting there trying to help them with their homework and I would fall asleep sitting up on the sofa. And eventually, and you know, there was, I was not doing housework, I was not making dinner, I was a walking zombie. And it finally came to a head when I had gone to pick up my kids from school and was driving home and I fell asleep at a red light with my kids in the car. Mm. And when that happened, I, you know, called the doctor and said, there's something wrong with me. Like, I am not okay, and I might be in remission from vasculitis, but I am not okay. Something is wrong. And, you know, I was concerned about my kids' safety. I was concerned about, you know, being able to be an effective mom. And so I went back in for another full battery of tests. And at that point, they found a lesion that was suspicious for MS. And they had already seen a lot of demyelinated spots in my brain. But because I had no symptomology of MS, they weren't, my main team of doctors wasn't ready to call it MS. And when I went back in for that next set of MRIs, they found that I had a new lesion in my spinal cord. And so they said, we are now ready to make a definitive diagnosis of MS on top of the vasculitis, which is in remission. Mm-hmm. So we elected to immediately go on MS therapy on Copaxone, which is a daily injection. And they put me on Ritalin, they put me on all sorts of, you know, they put me on antidepressants to try and get the energy levels up. And even with all of those pharmaceutical interventions, I was still sleeping 12 to 14 hours a day, just exhausted. And even after I would sleep an entire night, felt like I hadn't slept at all. This was a very frustrating period of time, and I kind of resigned myself to, you know, I guess this is the new normal, and life is not what I thought it was going to be, and, you know, I'm never going to be able to do the things that I wanted to do. I had a career in television news. I was a presenter, and so, you know, giving all that up was a lot of my identity. It was very difficult, and we were, you know, I was constantly looking for things to help. We had tried diet and exercise and all kinds of different, you know, interventions that were sort of more along the natural side of things because that's kind of where I naturally align. And just nothing was working. And we were wiped. My husband was exhausted. We were all, you know, we were just exhausted. And so we went on a vacation to Seattle to visit my brother and his family. And we went to get a manicure. And in the salon, it was a rainy day in Seattle, as it often is. And we live in Arizona, which is the desert and very sunny all the time. And so I was sitting in the salon and getting my nails done, and there was a woman sitting next to me, and she made a comment about the rain, and I said, oh, I love it. I bet, you know, if you live here, you probably don't, but I love it because I'm coming from Arizona where it's eternal sunshine, and it's sort of nice to have some, you know, a different kind of weather. And, you know, we started chatting, and I said, the only thing I really get bothered about with the rain is it makes me so tired, and I'm so tired anyway already. And she said, oh, why? And, you know, we started talking, and I said, well, I have MS. And she said, really? Have you heard of LDN? And I thought, who is this crazy woman in the salon who's trying to pitch me on, you know, I thought multi-level marketing or something ridiculous, Amway, I don't know. And she started telling me about it, and she said, my naturopath just prescribed this for me, and she said, I've been on it 3 days, and I feel great. And she said, I have Hashimoto's thyroiditis, and it has completely turned my life around. And she said, it's only been 3 days, but it's night and day, the difference. And you know, I thought, here's one more thing that somebody tells you about and it gives you false hope, and, you know, I can go and ask the doctor and it's not going to make a damn bit of difference because nothing works and nothing helps, and, you know, very pessimistic and hopeless, really. Mm-hmm. And she said, please, please, please give me your email address right here and I will email you information about it, please. And, you know, I thought, wow, that's so odd that this stranger is so impassioned about, you know, this medication. So I gave her my email address because I figured, you know, nothing to lose, and came back to Arizona and looked over her email and started doing some research and, you know, found the information from the UK and thought, wow, you know, if this really does all it says it does, this could be amazing and this could be the answer. And so I called my naturopath and said, you know, would you be willing to talk about this? And she said, sure, come on in. And we sat down, and she said, I have a couple patients who are on it. I don't use it a ton, but, you know, if you're willing to try it, there's no risk. So, you know, and you can take it with the Copaxone. It's not going to hurt you. So let's go ahead and try it. And so she prescribed it starting at 1.5 milligrams, and she said, you know, take it slow because you don't want to rush into it. And so I started taking the 1.5 milligrams, and I was just at the cusp of a charity event that I had volunteered for and had taken on entirely too much. I had volunteered prior to the MS diagnosis and thought that, you know, I would have enough energy for it, and I was not having enough energy, and I was tired, I mean, to the point of tears every night, because there was no way that I was going to be able to get it all done, and I was so stressed out and so worried about letting my kids down and worried about letting friends down and the school down. And so I, you know, I took that first dose, and I noticed right away the next morning I popped out of bed. And I was like, ah, that's probably placebo because I'm so hopeful that it's going to do something. And, you know, she had told me you have to take 1.5 for the first several weeks so that you don't overload. And after maybe 4 days, I felt great. I mean, better than I had felt in years. And I had energy. My mood was better. I was less irritable. I just felt like I could cope. I felt like I could do things. I, you know, I could get up in the morning, I could take a shower, and then I could even get dressed. I, you know, my shower didn't completely wear me out for the rest of the day. I could do dishes again. I could make dinner again. All of a sudden, I was a person. I was a human again. I was a mom and a wife. And I thought, you know, could this really possibly be this drug? And I called the doctor, and she said, you know, if you feel that good, go ahead and increase to 3. Like, I'm fine with you taking it at your own pace. And I increased to 3, and it only got better. And suddenly I had my whole entire life back, and I was able to go back to work. I work with my husband in our family business. So I'm back to work now, you know, a contributing member of my family and my household and our income. And, you know, I'm able to care for the house and work and care for my kids and volunteer. I run a Girl Scout troop. I'm like an Uber mom, the way that I always wanted to be. And the one thing that made the difference was 3 milligrams of this little drug. And, you know, it's really been powerfully life-changing for me because I felt like I had lost so very much of myself and who I was. And then all of a sudden, you know, this little pill that I take every night is, you know, my pain is far decreased. I was daily narcotics from headaches and body pain daily. So I had my narcotics prescriptions came in doses of 120 at a time, because otherwise I was unable to move sometimes. And I haven't taken narcotics in a year because that's when I started taking the LDN. So the moment I started taking LDN, within maybe 3 days, any pain that I had was treatable with Motrin. My chronic headache, I still get them daily, but they don't stop me in the way that they used to. I don't have to retreat to a dark room and put ice on my head and, you know, cry and pray. And, you know, I can work through my headaches now, whereas it was impossible before. I have almost zero brain fog anymore. I'm a productive person at work. In fact, I was just hired as an independent consultant for another company. So all of these things that I thought that I had to give up because of, you know, my brain just didn't work anymore. It's back, and I can communicate, and I can write again, and I can, you know, earn money, and I can, you know, be with my kids and my husband and keep the energy level up, and the pain, like I said, is decreased, and my mood is not hopeless anymore. It completely gave me energy and hope and less symptomatic pain. And I, you know, everybody I talk to now who has any kind of autoimmune disorder, I'm like, please go talk to the doctor about LDN. I turned into that woman in the salon now because it made such a huge difference for my life. And I'm so grateful that, you know, I ran into a stranger who wanted to share that and that we had that kind of random conversation. I don't really believe in coincidence. And I feel like, you know, I was very fortunate to have that woman in my path that day because it made such an enormous impact for not only my life, but my kids' lives and my husband's life. Our life is a family. You know, I will never give up my LDN. I will be on LDN forever and ever and ever because it just, you know, like it just completely changed my life, and I'm grateful. And so when I was asked to do the patient testimonial, I felt, you know what, I want to pay this forward because it just, you know, it's inexpensive and I have no side effects from it whatsoever. And the benefit, it's all been upside, and it's just made an enormous difference. And I feel like I can be the mom that I wanted to be, and I can be the wife that I wanted to be, and I can be the person that I wanted to be. And I don't have to compromise because I have an illness. And that is a true, true gift and a true blessing. So that's my story.
Well, it's fantastic. I mean, what a story. Are you still on 3 milligrams? Did you try going up to 4.5?
I am still on 3 milligrams. Okay. We have talked about going up to 4.5. I do have some muscle spasm activity, so we've been holding at the 3 milligrams, and it's, you know, it's pretty good. I feel like if there were ever to be some exacerbation that, you know, were to be difficult, I have room to go up. But I don't really feel the need to. I will also say, though, that since I started taking the LDN, I have had 3 lesions completely disappear off the MRI. And what I've been told by my neurologist is that is unusual, that the Copaxone certainly is not doing that. They don't expect Copaxone to take care of lesions. They expect it to prevent new ones. And so they were very enthusiastic about the fact that I've had 3 lesions disappear. And I'm pretty enthusiastic about that, too, because, you know, you only have 1 brain. So you want to preserve that if you can.
Exactly.
So it's, you know, it's not only my subjective experience that I can speak to, but it's also the objective image from the MRI that tells the doctors that I'm, in fact, getting better. So that's pretty awesome.
Wow. Well, thank you very much for sharing it. I mean, wow, just amazing.
It really is, and I just feel so fortunate. And I wish, like, I really wish that this were more mainstream. I really wish that, you know, medical doctors were using it more and considering it more. And you know, if I had been given the option at the beginning to try LDN rather than going on the Copaxone, you know, life could have been different so much earlier. And how lovely that would have been, you know. Mm. But in the meantime, I'm just incredibly grateful for what I've gotten back, because it's been a life changer.
Well, thank you. I'd like to introduce Anne-Marie from England, who has multiple sclerosis. Good morning, Anne-Marie.
Good morning.
Could you tell me when you were diagnosed with MS?
Yes, it was 2004, which it first started. It didn't get diagnosed straight away because I fell ill. I went into hospital, and they didn't know what was wrong with me. They took some blood samples, and after I'd been there for 2 days, I just went completely paralyzed. All I could do was was opening my mouth and my eyes. And they just had no idea of what was wrong with me. I'd never had anything like this before. So they told me that it was probably a transverse myelitis. Mm-hmm. And that was like that for about a good 6 months, until my next attack came. I think it was just after Christmas, and my GP sent me to a specialist in Queen Square, Professor Thompson, and he said, Anne-Marie, he said, I'm sorry, but I think we're going to have to tell you that it is MS, which was devastating because, transverse myelitis I could cope with, but MS is, as we all know, it's not something that can be cured, and, it's a very bad illness. Anyway, he said because I had two attacks, I could now go on some modifying treatment, and they put me on something called Copaxone, which was at that time not new, but not very well known. Beta interferon was much more known, but has got terribly side effects, and I was happy to go on with the Copaxone. And after, I can't remember exactly, but after about 3 or 4 months, I had another attack and another one. So that meant that the Copaxone was not stabilizing me completely.
Mm-hmm.
My husband desperately trying to research for other things which could possibly help me, and came across Bob Lawrence and all his research, and got in touch with him, and Bob Lawrence said that he would be happy for me to try it on a very low dose of it, LND. I think that's what it's called, isn't it?
LDN.
Yeah, and unfortunately, it didn't agree with me in the beginning. I was only on 1 milligram, but he said just persevere. But of course, I was given so many tablets, and I didn't really know what I was doing, to be honest with you. So I let it lapse for a few months, and then I got another attack. And my husband said, "Well, let's try this LND again," and I did. I slowly built myself up to about, well, at the moment I am on 4 milligram,
mm-hmm.
And do I dare say I haven't had any attacks for about 3.5 to 4 years after I've been on LDN.
Wonderful.
And my life has definitely changed. I wouldn't say I'm leaping forward, but I haven't had any attacks, and for that reason, I am slowly building myself up. And I am absolutely convinced that it's the LDN that's doing it and not the Copaxone. And I would love to stop the Copaxone, but I'm frightened.
Mm-hmm.
So at the moment, I am still carrying on with the two in conjunction. I just cannot thank Bob Lawrence more for doing all this research, because it is definitely much, much better than the injection. I'm convinced of it.
Mm-hmm.
So there you have it.
Mm-hmm. And what would you say to other people who are thinking of trying LDN?
Well, I would say persevere. It is difficult to get used to, your body has to get used to new methods and new drugs and whatever. And it is difficult, but don't give up, because there is a benefit from this.
Mm-hmm.
I have absolutely no doubt about it, and I'm hoping that the government will release it so that it can be available to more people.
I'd like to introduce Audrey from England, who has multiple sclerosis. Welcome, Audrey.
Sure.
Could you tell us how old you were when you were diagnosed with MS?
I was 12 years old when I was, not when I was diagnosed. When I was diagnosed, I was 28, but I was 12 when I first started getting symptoms of MS.
Right, okay. And what was your life like if you were having symptoms from the age of 12? You know, what were you experiencing?
Well, when I was 12, I had diplopia. Then throughout my teens, I remember I had, like, burning down my legs. Then when I was 20, I went for my first lumbar puncture and MRI scan. And, that was such a long time ago. I can't remember. I remember I was having numbness in my hands, which is really quite bad. I couldn't use my hand, my right hand. And I was an artist, so I couldn't draw. And then throughout my 20s I would have called myself remission relapse, although my neurologist says I was benign MS. I would just have eye problems, like nystagmus and diplopia and numbness down my legs and down my body and problems with hands and stuff. And immediately before I started the LDN, I had 5 relapses in a row, and I ended up losing my job as a result of it. And I was only sent for diagnosis because I ended up in tears in front of my doctor, and I had tried once before to get diagnosed, but I was...
No, you said that you had 5 relapses. Over what period of time was that?
That was over, just usually a relapse per month.
You know? Really?
Yeah.
And did you find that with each relapse you were going further downhill?
Yeah, I would have thought, I remember thinking at the time that I was moving into secondary progressive, and that was really scary. I noticed I was driving like a drunk, sort of swerving and stalling and cars tipping at me, and received a speeding ticket. And
How did you learn about LDN?
I was living in America at the time, and I just found it over the internet and followed the LDN forum that, I'm not sure what it's called, but I just read it for a while.
Lowdosenaltrexone.org, probably.
Yeah, that was the one. That was I found that very helpful. And, that was quite informative, and I made the decision quite... before I moved back to the UK, I knew sort of that I was going to try and get hold of it, and by the time I moved back to the UK, things were starting to move on, and I found you.
Good. And did you find getting a prescription easy? Would your own GP prescribe it for you?
Well, I went to a private GP on Harley Street first to get it prescribed. And then, because it made such a huge improvement in my health, I then went to my GP, and she said, "Wow, you look fantastic. Of course I'll prescribe it for you." So that was and I'd been turned down by another 2 male GPs when I'd asked for it to be prescribed before, and they said no, outright no, and my neurologist said no as well.
So how long have you been taking LDN now?
I've been taking it 4 years now.
4 years. And how would you say, would you say it's helped with your MS?
It's helped me with fatigue, definitely. I sleep a lot better. My energy is a lot better. My bladder's better. I haven't had any eye problems. And,
What about relapses?
I don't know if I'd call them full-blown relapses, more sort of exacerbation kind of. I've definitely had some symptoms, but nothing major.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even, if I eat the wrong thing, and I do binge every now and then, it's really bad of me. I try to be careful most of the time, but every now and then I will have something I shouldn't have and suffer the results. you know.
Yeah. Did you have any side effects, initial side effects, when you started LDN?
I had quite, I started to have vivid dreams. I would call them nightmares, actually. But they were controllable because you just avoid taking the LDN. I actually quite enjoy having it. I do take the LDN before I go to bed, maybe half an hour before I go to bed. But sometimes I forget and take it at bedtime and might not have the vivid dreams and just fall asleep. But I don't mind having nightmares. I quite enjoy it because it doesn't happen that often.
So will you continue taking LDN?
Definitely. I can see myself taking it, you know.
Have you ever taken a break?
Yes, I have. At Christmas time, when we had the snow problems and problems with Royal Mail, I didn't take it for 5 days. I think that's the longest I haven't taken it for. But sometimes the chemist can't get it to me quickly enough, so I might miss a day or two, but that's not a problem at all.
So what did you find with missing it for 5 days? Did you notice anything?
I didn't notice anything. No, I didn't. No, right. I didn't notice anything.
What would you like to say to other people that are considering trying LDN?
I would say go for it. You've got nothing to lose at all. Just give it a go, because I noticed the good results I had were within the first week, and it made me feel fantastic. I remember dancing to the radio because I felt that good, you know. And I had an appointment with my MS nurse, and I remember walking to the hospital, which I couldn't have done before. I walked from about a mile to the hospital. And that was the start of my future progress. It was brilliant.
Fantastic. And I understand you have a dog you take for walks as well, Audrey.
Yes. I got Lucy, I think it was before I started. Yeah, I've had her for 4 years now, so I got her before I started the LDN. So I call her my gift from God, because she's just been so good for me. I walk her a lot. Yes, that's a definite. Yeah, there have been times where I've maybe not had a that much energy, I have to admit, but majority of the time she gets many walks a day.
And, well, it's if you have a dog, you don't have the chance to sit. You have to go out for a walk, which...
Yes.
It's a good reason for making you do it, isn't it? So, yes, that's very good. Well, thank you very much for sharing your story with us, Audrey.
Thank you, Linda.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Any questions or comments you may have, please email me, Linda, LINDA, at ldnrt.org. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for joining us today. We really appreciated your company. Until next time, stay safe and keep well.